Oh, hello there. It's Yana here, J-N2N, and I feel I should be doing another audiobook because I haven't done one in at least 2 days over the weekend. It's 10:30 at night, and I'm the only one awake because I'm just not feeling very well today, as most of you will have gathered from his Twitter messages or lack thereof. He was still helping me out in the garden yesterday, and just thought that because he wasn't feeling 100%, that's just the usual sagging at the weekend. Adrenaline goes, that keeps him alive during the week. But then by the evening, it became quite clear that it was something else. So he went to bed and he didn't really get up today apart from dinner when he was feeling mildly better. So I have high hopes that by tomorrow he'll be okay and he'll be back at work. If not, then I'll have another day of making cups of tea. Not that I had to do that many because he's just been asleep all day, more or less. So yeah, that's what we've been up to. Because the weather's been quite nice over the weekend, so we did lots of gardening, which means Simon had to go to the refuse centre, or what does Mina call it again? Santa Rescue, she understood. And he's just taken all the bits of conifer that we cut off over the last few weeks. While I've been doing quite a bit of digging plants up and moving them to other spots in the garden, and digging up some roots that we don't want. So the whole idea is to make that bit of lawn that we have in the middle a lot bigger, because we've got a bit of lawn and then we've got very generous flower beds all around it, and we just want to make more lawns for the kids to run around on. So what I'm doing is taking plants out from around the lawn and then moving them to somewhere where the kids couldn't possibly go, sort of a raised kind of flower bed. Just putting them in there. So I've done a lot of those. I'm quite pleased with myself how many I managed to move, and so far they still look okay. Hopefully they won't die. So yeah, that was good exercise actually, and then this morning I managed to sweep up a bit as well while I chucked Henry out in the garden. So to Pawari, it was only the morning. The morning was really nice, and I believe it's the beginning of spring today. So that was a suitably warm and sunny day, but then it clouded over. So my idea of Skyping with Mum outside fell through because, I mean, it was feeling constantly cold, so that didn't work out. Oh well. And all the photos and audiobooks about vegetables and parsnips and carrots got me thinking about a vegetable patch again, but I can't really see where it's going to go, so I'll have to think about that one a bit more. Oh, and a scarecrow, of course. That's a very good scarecrow. And what else? Oh yes, Ruth, thank you for your audio boo, talking about your day in London on Friday. Sounds pretty good. So yeah, sounds like you've learned a lot as well. So I look forward to seeing the fruits of your labour. This time the labour of audio blogging. Oh God. Digging myself holes here. And yes, I can't believe you drive to nursery if it's within walking distance. Naughty. This town you're supposed to walk if you can, but yeah, lots of people don't. But then again, for us, if we wanted to drive, we'd literally get in the car, drive about 100 meters down the road, and then I'd struggle to find somewhere to park. That's how close we are. It's not really worth it. Sometimes if I'm late, I park there and collect Amelia, and then I drive home, but I haven't yet dropped her off there in the car yet. And to Andy, the preschools are not expensive. The whole idea is, first of all, you only pay from sort of 2, 2.5 till 3, because from 3 they're entitled to 15 hours free funding anyway, and most of them here only open half the day. And then they're run on a voluntary basis by committee, so they keep their fees really low, so they're not like private nursery. Otherwise, I don't think I would have put Amelia in one. And look, I'm at the end of my boo. So good night, everyone.